There's power in music. There's more power in God's word and putting them together. It's an effective tool. Very effective gospel track. I really like what Mike does in that second song. And you just hear the despair that I know that he felt. I know there's points in my life that I felt. Just recently, speaking to a woman at an office I used to work at, and she said she's concerned about her son and his friends because one of his good friends recently committed suicide. And I just wish that he could have heard that song and heard the despair and the accusing of God and the feeling of hopelessness, and then hearing God's response. I created you, created this universe, and I understand what you're going through. Understand, and I did something about it. Something I wish that all the teenagers in the town I live in could hear, because I know that teenagers go through this, especially at that age, a difficult time in their lives. I encourage you to talk to some of the teens around you and see, do you ever feel that hopelessness and wondering, you know, is life worth going on with? Do you ever feel like it's not? Or do you have friends who feel that way? I would imagine every teenager you talk to would know somebody who feels that. And they need to know about Jesus. They need to hear this. But so this is a unique type of gospel track that Mike Rios has developed, and just I think can be a huge blessing to my friends and family, especially those who are not involved in a church, maybe even those who don't even really understand who Jesus is. I encourage you to check it out. I think in hearing that, you can understand the effectiveness of a gospel track. And through music, it's very powerful, but also through the written word, it is a powerful thing. I'd mentioned a bit ago about the track that we often use. It's called Are You a Good Person? And our church set a goal of passing out 10,000 of these this year, and we found out we could do 3,000 in 3 hours. I realized that that goal is way low. We should go for 50. And as a ministry, we're working with churches. At this point, we're looking at a goal of 250,000 tracks to give out, and that track specifically, and for a couple reasons. One is that it's colorful, it's attractive, and it really pulls the reader into identifying with the character in the track that, hey, you know, I'm a pretty good person, you know, compared to Hitler, compared to Saddam Hussein, compared to some of these other people. I'm an angel, I'm a saint. But God doesn't grade on a curve. He grades on the Ten Commandments. So this and the other tracks we use help people understand that we fall short. And it's not a matter of just like God being disappointed. It's the God's wrath for sin is so intense that the punishment is eternity in hell. And helping people understand that is so important, because the gospel means nothing if they don't. So I encourage you to check that track out. Check out some others. They are effective. Kristen talked about the bus driver, and it's like, what a cool story where you get to see the fruit. I don't know if there's another story that either of you guys have in the past where you've seen the effectiveness in passing something out.
You know, when I was first passing them out, I was a little skeptical. Do people really read these? So I was out at a Trader Joe's one day. I was passing some tracks out. And so I just said, I'm going to just go sit in my vehicle. And I knew this guy was waiting for his wife to come out of Trader Joe's. And so I sat in my vehicle to watch. And I watched him, and he read the whole track. When she came out, she sat down. He showed it to her. She read through the track. So people read these tracks. They do.
Yeah, it's true. That happened to us one time too. It was during the middle of the day, and there was a fundraiser going on at a biker bar. So we were going to be bold and hand out some tracks. So we went in, and I think we ordered a Coke or something, and left quickly. But before we did, we handed a track to the waitress. And as we were walking out, I turned around and looked. And she was reading it and then hollered, "Thank you," as we were going out the door. So they get read. Seeds get planted.
That's awesome. One of my favorite ways to distribute tracts is put them on car windows right above the lock on the driver's side. And we were able to do, a couple friends and I, we did about 1,000, and I think it was less than an hour. I mean, they just really went quick. It's a lot of fun. You get your exercise, you get your cardiovascular going, and you're doing a good thing, you know, you're sowing seed. And I'm not exactly sure what happened with those, but again, is this, are you a good person? Because what's cool about the track is that it teaches Christians how to witness. It goes step by step. And, you know, when we give them to people, I'm sometimes, you know, we'll talk to them about Jesus sometimes too. We go a little further than just giving out the track. I'm like, "Do you think you could do this?" And some are saying yes and some are saying no. I was like, "Read through that track 3 or 4 times and I bet you'll do better than you think. You can just follow that pattern." But we had passed out 1,000 of these, and I got an email like the next day. And it's interesting because this is a friend of mine who I had contacted about a year earlier and said, "Hey, you know, let's go out and let's go tell people about Jesus. And this is what we're going to do. And we're going to use the 10 commandments. And he's like, "No." He's like, "I have no interest in doing that." And the night after we dropped these tracks, he shoots me an email and says, "I got your track and I want to go out with you and go talk to people about Jesus." And so it's like, you know, here's a Christian, and he now, we went out for the first time, maybe it was 3 months ago, and he is our most faithful mentor here in the Dallas area. He's out every Thursday during his lunch hour. We went out with him last night, passing out some tracts and talking to people. And he's like, "Yeah, I've been out, was it like 3 times in the last 4 days or something?" It's like, yes. So, you know, if we had not placed those tracts on those cars, I had not talked to this friend. And, you know, it was a year earlier that I called him because I thought he might be interested. It was probably 2 years prior to that that he and I had talked. So wow. It was like that reunion. Just really awesome.